KPMI Black Duck Bemidji, AM 1300 and translator W232 DS94.3. The Legends. The Beaver Radio Network is brought to you by Budweiser, distributed by DS Beverages, Choice Therapy, Alan Zoots, and Thrivet Financial. Let's put your plans in motion. Ray's Sport and Marine. Get out on the water. Applebee's of Bemidji. Gaslin Garage Door. When you can't get the garage door up, call Gaslin Garage Door. Bemidji Sports Center. Atme Tools. Do your best work. Donlinger GM. Find new roads. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh, freaky fast delivery. St. Michael Furniture. Hot spring hot tubs of northern Minnesota. Take the first step toward finding the perfect hot tub. Lakes Market and Lakes Liquor. Pepsi Nye Bottling. Pepsi, that's what I like. Stitchworth Meats. Bemidji First City Liquor Store. Text Cheers to 218-444-1037. Paul Bunyan Communications, your home for the Gigazone. The Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer, and wings. Otter Tail Power Company, powering our communities. First National Bank of Bemidji, the Pet Zone, and by the Hearing Wellness Center. Enjoy better hearing. Your home for the Beavers for 23 years. The Beaver Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to AmSoil Arena here in Duluth, your Ray Sport and Marine Mobile broadcast studio. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network as the Bemidji State University women's hockey team returns to the ice for the first time since a 5-2 loss to the University of St. Thomas back on December 17th. Can you believe it? It's been nearly a month and, of course, a much-needed long break for the Beavs. This Beaver squad, well, they're ready to get back to business here tonight, and they've come with some great energy. The Beavers will face off against a Minnesota Duluth team who are coming off a road sweep of the number 2 ranked Wisconsin Badgers on the road. That is one of the most difficult things to do in this league, is win on the road, and that is what lies ahead for Bemidji State here. As we hit the road yesterday, the 2-hour drive or so, Beavers ready for action. The Bulldogs, after those 3-1 and 1-0 wins, find themselves ranked number 6 in the country, backstopped by one of the top goaltenders in the country, Emma Soderberg. Good news for the Beavs tonight, they won't have to face her. They'll be facing a freshman. BSU is also hoping UMD isn't a team flying high after a big road sweep, but rather a team who looks past a hardworking and gritty Beaver squad. Tonight, these two teams will face off for the first time this season and the 107th meeting all time. Can you believe it? Since 1999, these two teams have battled it out. Here we are. It's the Beavers and the Bulldogs coming your way in 30 minutes. We'll drop the puck on game one of our weekend series. First, we visit with head coach Jim Scanlon. He joins us next in our Budweiser pregame show right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.
When you're ready to leave your garage like a NASCAR driver, but you can't get your garage door up.
If you can't get it up, call Gaslin. Gaslin Garage Door.
With fully stocked vehicles, they're ready for almost any situation. And that means they can get it up. Call Gaslin Garage Door, and there's a good chance one trip is all they'll need. Call Gaslin Garage Door.
Call 556-1517. Gaslin Garage Door.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? One where everything seems to work just the opposite of the way you'd expect? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar defies all the odds of the normal physics of flavor, because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all dew.
The key to success is a solid game plan.
and commitment to the fundamentals. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics for teamwork and dedication throughout the season and wishes you the best as you take it to the next level. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers! Hockey fans, don't miss another call.
What's the penalty?
Call the folks at Hearing Wellness Center and make an appointment to get your hearing checked before the puck drops on another season.
You may not always agree with the call, but at least you'll hear it.
Hearing Wellness Center of Bemidji, the people who care about what your life sounds like. 218-333-8833. That's 218-333-8833. Hearing Wellness Center of Bemidji.
All season, every game, wherever you are, this is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you look past all those first half struggles. That break obviously came at a good time, didn't it?
I did, Kelly. It did. Just for a lot of reasons, but the first and foremost, just gave our group a really good chance to kind of get refreshed, reset. You know, obviously a chance to reflect on the first 22 games and spend a lot of quality time with friends and family. I think that's the biggest thing. And I really liked how they all came back. Just it's been 7 or 8 really, really good skates, and the compete and battle level have been really, really high. They've been having a lot of fun. So we certainly know we have a tremendous challenge tonight going against an outstanding Duluth team. But you know, it's a new we're looking at it as a brand new part of our season. Obviously, it's a new year, great chance to kind of to start fresh. And the biggest thing is an opportunity to start climbing out of the hole we're in.
Talk about that energy that the team brought after break. How important is that for them just to let go of what happened in the first half?
Well, I think it's huge, right? I mean, they you know, to me, just to see them come back, you know, they all had smiles on their faces. They enjoyed seeing each other again. A lot of them said they wanted to get back a lot earlier, and you know, so that was good to hear. Just the fact that they were so excited to get back together, and like I said, just around the rink, a lot of smiles on their face. You know, Coach Sertori mentioned to him after the first workout what great energy they had in the weight room, and he was in there, and you know, I mean, obviously that doesn't necessarily translate into having success on the ice, but it's certainly going to give you a chance when you have that you just, again, have that attitude and being refreshed. But again, the practices were really, really competitive, and just they really were getting after it, and they were working hard. So again, we know, having not played since December 17th, we're playing against a team that just played last weekend, so we know that, you know, the first 5 minutes are going to be critical. We got to be on our toes, ready to go.
That break obviously helps out with the healthier team. You get players that are back to the lineup. Who are you excited to see out there?
Yeah, going into prior to the break, both Geno Hendrickson and Alyssa Watkins were out with various injuries, but they're both back, both healthy, both back in the lineup. Unfortunately, we have suffered a few since we've been back. Michaela Zilic, we thought, might have been out for an extended period, but she's recovered really, really well from the injury she sustained in practice. So, you know, there's a chance she could even play tomorrow. But, again, she just with a little bit more time, she'll be ready to go for sure.
Talk about the rivalry that you have with this Minnesota Duluth team. It goes all the way back to 1999. This will be the 107th meeting between these two teams. Unfortunately, the Bulldogs have won those last five. But there was a stretch where your team was beating them in the postseason. Talk about this rivalry.
It's obviously just the proximity of where they're at, where we're at, where the two schools located in the northern part of the state. And yeah, just in my time, in my tenure, Kelly, obviously we came over here my very first year and won a memorable playoff series. Came back over here like two years after that, won another three-game series. Had another epic battle with them here a few years ago where we had, I don't know how many overtimes, 4 overtimes, I think Reese Hunt scored. So, I mean, I don't think they necessarily look at us as a rival, so to speak, but just the fact that we're the last team to beat them here in their rink. We beat them 5 times in the playoffs over the last 6, 7, 8 years. So, but again, they're a great team. They're very well coached. I mean, you just look at their roster. They have 9 fifth-year players and a couple seniors. That's 11 seniors in their lineup. So, very, very veteran team, and obviously very, very talented.
That was Bemidji State head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. Part one of my conversation. We'll visit with him a little later. Coming up next, Alyssa Watkins. She's from the Duluth area. She'll join us next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
We bring the game to you. This is Beaver Hockey on AM 1300, The Legends.
Hi, Dan the GM man. Don't just drive by, stop by. Come check out the new look of the 2023 Chevy and GMC trucks, along with many other Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inventory levels are increasing, and 2023 is looking like a great year. So don't just drive by, stop by. Donlinger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. It's a new year, and it's time to take care of your health. We're going to offer 0% financing for 60 months or no payments or interest for one full year on all in-stock hot tubs and saunas. That's right. Start off the new year with a healthier you with the relaxing healing powers a hot tub or sauna provides. Come see us at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. Look for the big duck across from Target in Bemidji.
What does it mean to be a member of Paul Bunyan Communications? It means we invest in you. We invest in the most advanced fiber optic network available to give you access to the fastest internet speeds, now up to 10 gig. We invest in our team to give you the superior customer experience you deserve. And we invest in the latest in technology, like the free GigaZone app. On top of that, as a cooperative member, you share in our success. Are you ready for better service from a provider that invests in you? Join us today. We're Paul Bunyan Communications, and we're right here.
Take the Beavers to work. Listen to archive games at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alyssa Watkins, sophomore forward out of Hermantown, Minnesota, which is considered a suburb of Duluth, which is where we're headed this weekend. Alyssa, first of all, how excited are you to go back to your hometown?
It's always fun. I mean, so many family and friends and old teammates are able to come, so it's definitely a weekend we look forward to.
How was your holiday break, and did you do anything fun?
It was good. It was nice to have some time to relax. I went to the Vikings game on New Year's Eve.
Fun.
And the New Year's weekend, my brother had a home series out in New York, so we went and watched him play.
Oh, fun. He's playing for Union. Who did they play?
New Hampshire.
Did they win?
Yeah, they swept them.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, Hermantown, obviously a suburb of Duluth. How many Bulldog games did you get to as a kid?
Oh, way too many to count. I mean, that's what you look forward to on the weekends with your friends. And, I mean, the men's games were fun, but always, especially going to the women's game and hoping to play in that rink one day.
Well, you'll get a chance to play in that rink this weekend again. You being a sophomore, do you know any of the tendencies of the rink? Do you kind of pay attention to that when you go there?
Not really. I mean, you grow up playing there, but I mean, when you're younger, that's not really anything you pay attention to. So I guess when you get there, you kind of just like test out the boards and all that stuff.
Who was your favorite Bulldog player when you were a kid?
I'd probably have to say Emma Stauber. She was our high school coach too. So,
Oh, that's very cool. And Emma, of course, playing in the Premier Hockey Federation now. Do you still keep in touch with her?
Yeah, occasionally. Not as much as we used to. She's really busy with high school and then obviously playing professionally. But every once in a while, she'll reach out.
All right. Who has been the biggest influence on your hockey career?
Definitely my older brother.
Mm-hmm. Kind of gathered that. I knew that question. You've also had some success back when you were in high school. Won the state tournament in 2021. Of all the things that a high school player looks forward to, especially here in the state of hockey, that's got to be kind of the pinnacle right now of your career, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we still occasionally we'll joke about it. Like, we don't let Gino live it down. In the semifinals, Ella and I beat Gino, and that was the first time we'd ever beat Warroad. So we definitely, like, one day in class, Ella and I were watching the game with Gino just because we knew we won. But, I mean, it's something that I don't think I'll ever forget.
You had quite the state tournament. How many points did you have?
I had 7 goals.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, how are you going to be able to bring that this weekend? You guys need some scoring, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I think it's definitely just, like, sticking more to our game and not worrying so much about what they do. And then just, like, continuing to get shots and people to the net, because that's how we'll get the pucks in the net.
Coming off of the break and finally getting back here to Bemidji, you got on the ice last Friday. What's been kind of the emphasis getting ready for Duluth?
Just trying to definitely get our legs back under us. I mean, they played last weekend, so they have that on us, but just trying to get everyone back in it. I mean, we're trying new things, so just trying to get things flowing like they were.
You had dealt with a few injuries and such early on this season. How are you feeling now?
I'm good. I was ready to be back. I mean, I was out longer than I would have hoped I would have been, but it also gave me a chance to see things, like, from above and things that I want to change and stuff. So, I mean, it was beneficial both ways.
Duluth is coming off of a big weekend after beating Wisconsin, which is not easy to do. What do you need to do to stop them and come out of this weekend with a couple wins?
They like to move a lot in our offensive zone, so that's something we just need to make sure we keep on our checks and not lose them. But then also, like kind of said earlier, like stick to our game. We can't be worried so much about theirs that we stop playing ours.
Alyssa, what is your major here at BSU?
Business and marketing.
Okay. I always got to ask that question. I mean, first and foremost, you're a student and an athlete. How do you balance that?
It's the start of the semesters are definitely stressful figuring everything out, but after that, you usually have some days where you're off earlier before others, so that's usually when you hammer out some work, or definitely on the bus rides is when you get the rest of the work done.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting back on the bus and road tripping with you gals this weekend. Good luck this weekend, and enjoy time back home.
Thank you very much.
This is the WCHA on AM 1300, The Legends.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 218-444-0202 to get started. That's 218-444-0202. That's Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent Financial. 218-444-0202.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. It's a new year, and it's time to take care of your health. We're going to offer 0% financing for 60 months or no payments or interest for one full year on all in-stock hot tubs and saunas. That's right. Start off the new year with a healthier you with the relaxing healing powers a hot tub or sauna provides. Come see us at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. Look for the big duck across from Target in Bemidji.
At Stitsworth Meats in Bemidji, customers mean everything. So the goal is to always provide you the highest quality meats and fast, friendly service. Whether it's the many grocery stores, restaurants, and bars and grills that rely on Stitsworth for the freshest meat cuts and tastiest USDA smokehouse products, or the customers who walk in the door looking for the main course for their next meal, Stitsworth's provides the selection and service people are craving. Shop the store next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji. Stitsworth Meats. Meat locally.
When you come to Applebee's, you get the best food in town, served in a friendly hometown atmosphere. Bring the whole crew and enjoy half-price appetizers. After the game, check out the full menu. And if you're on the go, call ahead for curbside service to go. They'll bring the food right to your car. Now that's downright neighborly. Eating good in the neighborhood. Applebee's Neighborhood Bar and Grill, next to Walmart in Bemidji.
Trust us. It's okay to be that person that brings the radio to the game. Listen in, home and on the road. This is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz with you here from Amsoil Arena, a Rays Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast Studio. It's time now for our Stitsworth Meats scoreboard. We take a look at what's happening in BSU Beaver Sports tonight. Beaver men's and women's basketball taking on Concordia St. Paul. The ladies tipped off just a few moments ago. They're in the second quarter right now. Concordia St. Paul Bears with a 24-12 lead with 9:06 left in the second quarter. Also in action tonight, Beaver men's hockey at Bowling Green. They'll take on the Falcons at 6:07. Their Budweiser pregame show underway right now. Men's basketball will tip off at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Beaver women's track and field team and the alumni meet. That is tomorrow at noon at the BSU Gillette Wellness Center. Beaver women's and men's basketball will take on Minnesota State tomorrow afternoon. A 3:30 tip-off for the women. They'll take on number 11, Mavericks. Men's basketball team at 5:30. We'll wrap up our series here against number 6, Minnesota Duluth, and women's hockey at 3 o'clock. Then the Beaver men will wrap up their series on the road at Bowling Green at 6:07. That's on the agenda for BSU Beaver Sports, taking a look at WCHA women's hockey action. Already underway, St. Thomas and Minnesota. That one's at Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. St. Cloud State at Minnesota State, a 6:01 faceoff. And Wisconsin already leading Ohio State after one period of play, 1-0 their score. That is what's happening in WCHA hockey action. Before we get you our Applebee's starting lineups, we get you the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Part two of my conversation with the head coach of Bemidji State.
They also have a number of national players, including Emma Soderberg, who plays for her own Swedish team, but she's one of the WCHA's top goaltenders, also in the hunt for goaltender of the year. First of all, how hard is it going to be to get pucks past her, and what do you need to do that?
Yeah, well, you know what? She's not playing tonight. They're going with their freshman, Haley McLeod, who's obviously a very, very, very talented goalie. She was on the Hockey Canada's U18 national team. She's big. The first thing you're going to notice, she's almost 6 feet tall before she puts the pads on. So, very talented goalie. But yeah, Emma's outstanding. You know, she's an Olympic goalie. She's a Swedish Olympic goalie, and you know, obviously she goes into Madison and they win two games, and you don't do that without great goaltending. So, but she's, you know, we've seen her plenty of times over the last 4 years leading into this year. We know how good she is. So, not necessarily getting a break because she's not playing, because we know Haley's a very, very good goalie too. But you know, we've struggled putting the puck in the net against anybody, Kelly. So, the bottom line is we've got to find ways to score goals. We've got to get those gritty goals. We've talked about that before. We've got to get pucks to the blue paint. We've got to get there and create chaos and see if we can find some loose pucks.
I know we talked a little bit about this on the coaches' huddle at Fozzie's Smoking Barbecue this past Wednesday, but Duluth sweeping Wisconsin on the road is not an easy thing to do, but they did. You mentioned something about it could go either way for you coming into tonight. They're either going to overlook you or they're going to come in with that momentum. What are you hoping they do?
That's what we're hoping. We're hoping that they're on such a cloud nine after that huge sweep, and they, you know, here come the Beavs and where we're at, and a little bit different in terms of how they're going to look at us. So who knows? Again, we're just can't worry about them, Kelly. We got to get out and play our game. And the biggest thing we've really stressed is we just got to get out, work hard, really compete hard. We know how to play. We know what we have to do in order to give ourselves success against a team like this, or give ourselves a chance to be successful. And that's what we got to do. We got to go out and execute. And there's going to be adversity. How we handle that's going to be really, really important. But the bottom line is we just got to take it a shift at a time. And maybe the TV timeouts will help. We kind of take those five-minute chunks each period and really focus on those during that time between the timeouts. But, again, it's a tremendous challenge, but we're looking forward to it. Just really excited to be back playing again.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.
That was Bemidji State head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. Of course, our coaches pregame brought to you by Trace Therapy. Get back to doing what you love. Also, a thank you to our sponsor for the player profile. Today, of course, Alyssa Watkins, our player profile, just one of a handful of players that grew up close to this Duluth area. That player profile brought to you by Alan Zutz and Thrivent Financial. Thrive with purpose. one of the loudest arenas that we play in. At least the loudest train horn that we hear during the season. Let's hope we don't hear much of that tonight as the Beavers face off against the number 6 Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs here. We get you tonight's starting lineups. Brought to you by Applebee's. Eating good in the neighborhood. We send it down to ice level for tonight's starting lineups. Of course, the Beavers coming in looking for their first road win of the season.
The Beavers features the Beavers from Bemidji State University. And your UMD Bulldogs! It's time to meet the starters for tonight's contest. Let's start out with the visitors from Bemidji State. Starting in goal, wearing number 1, Hannah Hoganson. On defense, number 4, Taylor Larson. Also on defense, number 27, Ella Annick. At a wing, number 29, Reese Hunt. Also at a wing, number 8, Taylor Nelson. And starting at center for Bemidji State, number 20, Gabby Smith. The head coach of the Beavers is Jim Scanlon.
The Bulldogs this season, 15-6-1 overall. They are 9-6-1 in the WCHA, fourth place in the league right now.
It's time to meet the starting lineup for the 5-time NCAA champions, your UMD Bulldogs. Your goalie tonight is a freshman from Abbotsford, British Columbia, wearing number 35, Haley McLeod. On defense, you've got a senior from Lakeville. She wears number 29, Maggie Flaherty. Also on defense, she's one of your captains. She's a senior from Deloraine, Manitoba, wearing number 26, Ashton Bell. One of your wings tonight is a senior from Eagan. She wears number 5, Taylor Anderson. Your other wing is a senior from Lino Lake. She wears number 13, Annika Linzer. And your starting center is a senior from Lino Lake. She's also one of your captains, number 17, Gabby Hughes. Your associate head coach is Laura Bellamy. Your assistant coach is Laura Schuler. And your Bulldog head coach in every season is Maura Kroll.
Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Applebee's. Before we get you our national anthem tonight, it's brought to you by Wes's Plumbing and Heating, serving the Bemidji area since 1964. Give them a call at 218-751-9710 for Wes's Plumbing and Heating.
Thank you.
again. Your starting lineups brought to you by Applebee's. Eating good in the neighborhood. Kelly Schultz with you here tonight from our Rays Sport and Marine Mobile broadcast studio at AMSOIL Arena in Duluth, Minnesota. Beavers decked out from head to toe in their beaver green uniforms, helmets, white block letters across their chest says Bemidji State. As the Beavers will start from my left to right to start this opening period here. Taking a look at the rest of the lines for Bemidji State, Hannah Hoganson between the pipes here tonight with a record of 3-16-1 this season, 11 wins during her three-year career at Bemidji State so far. 3.99 goals against average, 88 save percentage. The junior out of Anchorage, Alaska stands 5'4". On defense, the starting lines will be Taylor Larson out of Brainerd, Minnesota, Alec Anik out of Hermantown, Minnesota. Also on defense tonight, McKenna Deering and Adriana Vandalese will be paired up. Abby De La Rosa and Kendra Fortin. And the extra skater will be Chloe Lund. Up front, Reese Hunt, Gabby Smith, and Taylor Nelson will get the start here tonight up against that top line of the Bulldogs. Taylor Anderson, Gabby Hughes, and Annika Linzer. We'll get to the rest of the lines here after our Gaslin Garage Door opening faceoff here. And we are underway at AMSOIL Arena, and the Bulldogs quickly slide that puck all the way back behind the net of Hoganson. Beavers will get it right back. Gabby Smith drives that one into the offensive zone. Smith, a junior out of Brainerd, Minnesota, with 5 points on the season, 13 total points in her career. Stick went flying. I think Gabby had her stick lifted. Shot comes in right up at the top of the slot, and Ashton Bell putting that one on target. Hannah Hoganson was able to drive it away. Beavers with Forsberg, Hendrickson, and Vekic on that second line of offense. Santel, Anderson, and Bryland on the... That's not how we wanted to start this hockey game. And the Bulldogs striking early here. Unfortunately for Bemidji State, that goal came way too quick. It's a Jimmy Johns freaky fresh, freaky fest first score by the Bulldogs. Just 57 seconds in to our hockey game. It was a backhanded shot taken by Clara Van Wieren, the junior out of Michigan. We will get you our official Donlinger GM scoring summary. Another shot comes in. Point blank, Bemidji State's defense just standing there puck watching. Now Forsberg sends the puck into the offensive zone. Her line will peel off her change. And an icing call will come against Duluth. We take a look at the rest of Bemidji State's lines. I mentioned Hunt, Smith, and Nelson on that top line. Forsberg, Hendrickson, and Vekic on the second line. Santel, Anderson, and Bryland on that third line. Maya Hedrick, Rayleigh Carney, and Alyssa Watkins on that fourth line. Anderson out there with Bryland and Santel face off here against Manon McMahon and her line of Van Wieren and Gabby Kraus. Beavers with the puck, throw that one toward the net.
Her seventh goal of the season and 23rd of her career, number 25, Clara Van Wieren. She got an assist on the goal from number 16, Manon McMahon, and number 28, Nina Jobe-Smith. That's Van Wieren from McMahon and Jobe-Smith. That goal comes at 57 seconds into period one.
There is your Donlinger GM scoring summary here. 1-0 Bulldogs lead. 18:09 to play in the first. Puck went high, bounced off the glass inside Beaver territory, tied up over on the far wall at the back wall. Rogie. And again, the puck went high into the air. They whistled that play dead. The Bulldogs with Haley McLeod. Between the Pipes, the freshman out of Abbotsford, British Columbia, with a record of 2-0-1 this season, a .53 goals against, 96.9 save percentage. She's started three games. This is her fourth start of the season for the Bulldogs. Face off, right circle of Bemidji State zone. Beavers will peel it out of the zone. A little drop pass there by Gabby Smith, almost intercepted out at center ice. Beavers tried to chip it away. Smith, nice play there. Great effort by the junior center. Back inside Beaver territory. Linzer tries to center that one. Found the stick of Hughes. This Bulldog team has a lot of offensive talent. They have 11 upperclassmen, a number of fifth years. Now Bell, her centering pass, oh, slid right to the stick of Hoganson. She was able to sweep it away. Picked up now by Katie Davis, a junior out of Boise, Idaho. And back to the blue line, Flaherty. Rink-wide pass there to her defensive partner, Ashton Bell. Shot fired, blocked. Over to the left-hand corner. Beavers trying to clear it. Came off the stick of Rayleigh Carney. Carney wasn't able to get it out of the zone. Down on her backside was Hannah Hoganson. And somehow the Beavers were able to clear that out to center. Flaherty will collect it for the Bulldogs. Flung right back at the blocker of Hoganson. Out to center. Taylor Stewart there. Senior out of Rochester, Minnesota. Sent it back to Bell. Now Rogie carries it in. Inside the left circle. Nice block there by Adriana Vandalese. A shot clanked off of the crossbar as Job Smith tried to put that one high. Hoganson getting some help there from her crossbar. Vekic tries to clear, carrying it up the ice. Here comes Bemidji State. Gino Hendrickson. She'll slide that down low. Chasing it was Davis of the Bulldogs. .15:40 to go here in the first. 1-0 our score. Bulldogs lead. 6 shots on goal. Bemidji State with none yet. Duluth ranked number 8 in the country in one poll and 6 in the other. Beavers, Gabby Smith looks for the shot. Oh, she had some space there to push that one to the left side of the net. Fortunately, went wide as McLeod played it a little close to the right post. Beavers intercept. Abby De La Rosa, senior out of White Bear Lake High School. Thrown high up to Nelson. Taylor Nelson sent it to Gabby Smith. It was intercepted there by the defender, Tova Henderson. Freshman out of British Columbia. Driven right back into the offensive zone there by Bemidji State's Taylor Larson. Dropped off, stolen away. Kayla Santel trying to go. Short angled shot there. Nice job by Santel. Intercepted the puck, put it on target. Beavers with their first shot on goal. And another shot comes in. Shelby Bryland trying to get that past the goaltender, McLeod. Great shift there for that line of Santel, Anderson, and Bryland. Impressive. We get a TV timeout here at AmSoil Arena. We'll take a timeout with them. How does that sound? 1-0 Bulldogs lead. You're listening to Bemidji State Women's Hockey right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
We bring the game to you. This is Beaver Hockey on AM 1300, The Legends.
Brr, it's cold. I need a new heat rock.
Hey, Iggy, why not let someone take you home to a brand new terrarium?
What? And leave you with a pet song person?
Not on your life, lizard.
Suit yourself. What do you mean?
I'm gone. Vamos. Bye-bye. I'm looking at you, my rearview mirror.
See ya.
Got a touch of cabin fever? Relieve your winter boredom with a new pet from the pet zone.
Oh, really? You're just gonna leave me, huh?
Nah, Iggy, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, now you're Mr. Comedian again. You think you're funny.
The Pet Zone in the Simonson Center, Bemidji.
I'll show you funny.
Iggy, you just broke my heat lamp.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that funny? It's a hoot.
Take the Beaver Radio Network with you. We're online at beaverradionetwork.com and the TuneIn app. We are the Beaver Radio Network.
That timeout brought to you by Allen Zutz and Thrive in Financial. Thrive with purpose. 14:25 to go here in the first. 1-0 Bulldogs lead. Bulldogs carry the puck back the other way. Manon McMahon, it's a tongue twister, senior out of Maple Grove, Minnesota, with an assist already here this evening. Reese Hunt will peel the puck out of the Beaver end of the ice. Nelson backhands it down low, back behind the net of McLeod. Bulldogs trying to get that one away. Beavers trying to answer. Bulldogs got on the scoreboard 57 seconds here into our hockey game. Now Ella Anik throws that one right at the top of the slot. It was blocked there by the Bulldogs. Flaherty chases it back into Beaver territory. She'll get stopped there. Actually, that was Gabby Krause. Now back up the ice, Rayleigh Carney. Carney, a freshman out of Wasilla, Alaska. Alongside Maya Hedrick, another freshman out of Garden River, Ontario. Hedrick, the first ever First Nations player to play for Bemidji State women's hockey. Of course, the men had Zach Whitecloud, who played with the Beavers a number of years ago. He's now playing pro with the Golden Knights, I still believe. Beavers will again try to peel it out of their zone. Watkins drives it all the way up the ice. She'll peel off for a change. Out there goes Reese Hunt and her line of Gabby Smith and Taylor Nelson. Bulldogs trying to carry the puck into Beaver territory. Will drive that one down low, back behind the net of Hoganson. Beavers figured something out there during that TV timeout. They've got a little bit more energy here. Never like to give up that first goal, and somehow Beavers able to get a couple shots on net between that time and the TV timeout. Shot fired. That one was blocked. Nice big block there by Taylor Nelson right at the blue line, and unfortunately for Bemidji State, Nelson was a little faster than her line mate, and Reese Hunt will get caught offside. 12-12 to go here. Period number one. 1-0 Bulldogs lead. That goal coming 57 seconds in. Clara Van Wieren from McMahon and Job Smith. Beavers with the puck inside the offensive zone. That one jumped the stick of Hendrickson and landed right on the stick of McMahon, who sent it into Beaver territory. Bulldogs have to tag up as they almost got caught offside. Beavers will drive it out. Nice passing there by Hendrickson to Forsberg. Forsberg chases it back behind the net of McLeod. Flaherty will come up with it. Nice interception there out at center ice by Vekic. Bulldogs forced to chase it back behind their net. Beavers went off for a change. Out there now is Anderson's line with Bryland and Santel. They had a great shift earlier. One of the few shots on net that Bemidji State has had so far was from that line. Offside called against the Bulldogs. Out there is their line of Rogie, Hanley, and O'Brien. Naomi Rogie with 102 career points coming into tonight's game. That's a lot. She's right up there. Overall, Gabby Hughes, of course, leads her team with 195. She's a grad student for Duluth. Bulldogs cycling the puck inside Beaver territory. Mary-Kate O'Brien. Now to Rogie. Rogie tries to toe drag that one out in front. Was blocked. Nice job there by Paige Anderson. Bulldogs able to send it right back the other way, unfortunately, and now Anderson will get it back. Her pass a little too far there for Nelson. I think the Beavers thought they were going to get called offside. Hunt had backpedaled back into neutral ice. Not exactly sure. The ref didn't have their hand up at the line. Nelson was deep in the line. They could have blown the whistle. Here comes Hunt back out to neutralize. She'll pass that one over to Smith. Smith looks for the shot. And a penalty coming up here against the Bulldogs. And the Beavers will go on their first Otter Tail Power Company power play of the day. That will be a cross or slashing call. A slashing call against Taylor Anderson. Anderson, the grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota. She'll head to the penalty box. First power play of the day, almost halfway through our first period. 10:05 to go here in the first. A 1-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Beaver power play this season, they are 7 for 47 with a percentage of 14.9%, while the Bulldogs penalty kill 83.3% this season. Beavers throwing one at the net there. It was blocked. Bulldogs able to drive it all the way up the ice. It'll be played there by Hogensen. She's going to just set it aside and let Chloe Lund take it from there. Lund continues to carry the puck out to neutral ice. She'll play it ahead. Finds Beckett. A shot comes in. Big stop there. Nice play by McKenna Deering, the sophomore out of South St. Paul, putting that one right up. So the pass came right from the middle. Chloe Lund to Claire Vekic. Vekic found Deering. Deering threw that one right to the glove side on McLeod. The Bulldog goaltender able to hang on. Nelson back behind the net. Oh, looking for the one-timer was Vekic. Nice idea there by Claire. Another shot driven from the top of the left circle into the glove of McLeod. Nice power play here for Bemidji State. Three shots by this Beaver power play. Minute 19 to go on the Otter Tail Power Company power play. Otter Tail Power Company powering our communities. Face off left circle. Bulldogs will win that draw. Hughes not able to clear. Ella Anik holds it at the blue line. Shot comes in. It was deflected there. Came off the stick of Taylor Larson. Now Callie Forsberg. She'll send it top of the right circle to Smith. Gabby Smith. Ella Anik back at the blue line. Now Taylor Larson finds Paige Anderson. She'll drive that one high. It was deflected up and over the crossbar. Larson again with the puck. Nice job by Bemidji State's power play here. Unfortunately, that one's going to come out to center ice. Still 37 seconds left on the extra attacker for Bemidji State. Puck will bounce back into Beaver territory. 8:33 to go here in the first period. 1-0 Bulldogs lead. Beavers will peel out of their zone. Up the ice, here comes Vekic. Vekic got stopped. Now Nelson will pick up the trailer. Drives that one toward the net. Nelson gets tangled up there. Back to the point to Lund. Lund will drive it into the corner. 6 seconds left on the power play for Bemidji State. Bulldogs battling in the corner for the puck. Hunt. And now coming out of the penalty box is Anderson. Anderson looks for the shot and the goal. Wow. The Bulldogs go up 2-0. Right out of the penalty box was Anderson. After getting called for the slashing. Puts that one right through the five hole. And unfortunately for Bemidji State, a tough break there for the Beavers. I kind of saw that one happening a little bit before that play evolved. Anderson was awaiting her exit. The Bulldogs are kind of taking their time there, holding the puck along the near wall. And
career number 5, Taylor Anderson. She got an assist from number 16, Manon McMahon.
And McMahon, getting the assist, Rogie getting the other assist. It was set up perfectly by McMahon right out of the penalty box. Hate to see those. Always, always, always should have your eyes on the player returning to the ice, especially when you give the opponent the puck. At that point, ooh, tough break for Bemidji State. Down 2-0 here with 7 to go in the first period. An icing call coming up here against Duluth. Actually, they waved it off. It was a foot race that Bemidji State didn't see. Katie Davis winning that foot race. Flaherty with the puck. Left side of the point. Puck will jump the stick of Anderson, who just scored. Beavers chase it back in. Now Hughes. Flaherty winds up and fires that one off the blocker of Hoganson. Vandaliste to Hunt. And a penalty coming up here. A delayed penalty coming up here against the Bulldogs. Let's see if Bemidji State could take advantage of this. Smith takes her time out at neutral ice. Sends it ahead for Nelson. Finally touched up by O'Brien. And another penalty called here against the Bulldogs. And another TV timeout here as well. I didn't think they'd take TV timeouts during a power play, but they will. We take a break with them. 2-0. Bulldogs lead here at Amsoil Arena. 6:02 to go in the first on the Beaver Radio Network.
This is the WCHA on AM 1300, The Legends.
Wintertime is the best time to visit Ray Sport and Marine to get you on the snow in the machine of your dreams.
Hey, it's Brandon with Ray Sport Marine of Bemidji. Here to let you know, our team is ready to help you enjoy this winter with Articat snowmobiles and off-road. With a showroom full of Articat off-road, stop in and let us help you enjoy this long winter. Need service or parts? Our knowledgeable staff is ready to help you with your Articat snowmobile. Ray Sport Marine, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71.
Trust us. It's okay to be that person that brings the radio to the game. Listen in, home and on the road. This is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
2-0 Bulldogs lead, 6:02 to go here in our first period. Beavers on an Otter Tail Power Company power play, their second of the night, obviously 0-1. They looked really good in that first power play. Let's see if they can get something going here in this second one. Vekic wasn't able to hold the puck, and it won't be kept in as Hunt had it bounce out of the blue line. A valiant effort there by Reese Hunt. Hunt leads this Beaver squad against the Bulldogs all time as far as points and games played. Hunt with 13, actually now 14 games played against the Bulldogs, has 9 points during her time here at Bemidji State against this UMD team, which includes 4 goals and 5 assists. Beavers tie up the puck back behind the net of McLeod. Bulldogs trying to clear it. Nice play there by McKenna Deering on that stop as she got her stick in the way of McMahon. Now Nelson, one-timer, shot fired. Big rebound given up there by McLeod. Beavers again trying to collect the rebound. Weren't able to. And the Bulldogs able to clear it all the way up the ice. Hoganson will set the puck aside for Chloe Lund. Lund, the extra skater for Bemidji State. Junior out of Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Forsberg had carried the puck back into Bulldog territory. Not a productive power play like the first one. Now Smith carries the puck back into Bulldog territory on the left-hand side. Dropped it off for Anderson. Bulldogs will come up with it again and drive it all the way up to Hoganson, who will set it aside for her teammate, Ella Anik. We'll visit with Ella Anik coming up in our Pepsi first intermission. Sophomore out of Hermantown, of course, had a successful career for Proctor Hermantown alongside her fellow teammate Alyssa Watkins. Now here comes Watkins up the ice. She'll drive that one down low. Watkins chases it to the back wall. Got bumped off of the play there by Fuhrman. Beavers with a shot deflects high and wide. Came off the stick of Hedrick. Carney out there with Hedrick and Watkins. Bulldogs will push it ahead. Back the other way comes Hanley. Hanley drives it into the left-hand corner of Bemidji State zone. Vandal East was there. Ooh, turnover, and then quickly turned over by Carney. And we get an icing call against Bemidji State with 3:09 to go. Number of youth teams in the stands here tonight. Spoke with one of the parents in the lobby earlier today who I think it might have even been a coach. He said that the Wayzata team defeated Forest Lake earlier today. They were pretty happy about that. So there's a happy group of Wayzata. I think they're U12. Or U10, I don't remember what he said, but lots of young future college players here tonight. Heard them cheering just moments ago. Flaherty with a shot and a goal from the blue line. Wow, that was a rocket of a shot. Maggie Flaherty, the grad student from Lakeville, Minnesota, collected the pass from the left-hand side. She was right in the middle of the blue line and drove that one straight up the slot, putting it past Hoganson on her blocker side. 2:50 to play here in the first. 3-0 Bulldogs. They're out shooting Bemidji State 9-6. Beavers come up with the puck. Lund sent it out to center. That one will get tipped aside back out to neutral ice. Carried right back into Beaver territory by Linzer.
Scoring for your Bulldogs, great goal of the season and 15th of her career, number 29, Maggie Volani. She's going to assist number 25, Clara Van Wieren, and number 16, Menon McMahon. That's Flaherty from Van Wieren and McMahon. That goal comes at 17:04.
There's your Donlinger GM scoring summary. Bulldogs lead 3-0. Back up the ice, De La Rosa. She'll throw that one at the net. Big rebound given up there by McLeod. Beavers get it right back. Gino Hendrickson. Hendrickson turns, fires that one. Was looking up at the top shelf there. Just sent it a little too high. And we get a offside here. And another TV timeout. Didn't realize they had three TV timeouts in each period. Well, we will keep it right here and take a look at our Stitsworth Meats scoreboard. Of course, Stitsworth Meats, meet local, eat local, support local, Stitsworth Meats of Bemidji. Looking at our scores from around the league and elsewhere, Wisconsin at Ohio State, they are tied up at the end of two periods, 1-1. In Minneapolis, the Gophers leading St. Thomas 3-0 with 2:09 left to go in the first. St. Cloud State taking on Minnesota State tonight. And, of course, it is 3-0 here. Duluth leading Bemidji at Amsoil Arena. Elsewhere, we take a look at Beaver basketball. Women's basketball in the third quarter right now, taking on Concordia St. Paul, 41-33 in favor of the visiting Bears. Beaver men will tip off at 7:30 tonight. Beaver men's hockey also in action right now. Beaver men leading 1-0 over Bowling Green at the moment. Beaver's Adam Flamang with a first goal. That's his first goal of the season. Way to go, Adam. So the Beaver men leading with 5:45 left to go in their first period. So there you have it. There's your Stitsworth Meats scoreboard. TV timeout in the books. Here comes Shelby Bryland up the ice. She'll tap it aside. Ella Anik. Anik winds up and drives that one right into the body of one of the Bulldogs. That was Flaherty who caught that one. Van Wieren in on the left wing side of Bemidji State zone. Down low. She spins away from trouble. Ella Anik shoves her up against the boards. Getting in on the action is Bryland. Bryland breaks it free. Larson is forced to collect it. Now Bryland, and that puck will come back to the blue line, and it's fired right to Hannah Hoganson, who hangs on for the save. 39 seconds to go here in our first period. Shots on goal 11-7 in favor of the Bulldogs. They lead 3-0 over Bemidji State. Our Pepsi first intermission on the way. We'll get you BSU today. Check in and see what's happening around the league, or around BSU, if that is. We'll check out our first period stats brought to you by Hot Springs Spas in northern Minnesota. Stitzer Meets scoreboard. And we'll visit with Ella Anik, sophomore defender out of Hermantown, Minnesota. Smith flips it high off the glass, back out to neutral ice. Baskin looking to carry it back in. Rogge will backhand it down below the Beaver goal line. McKenna Deering comes up with the puck. Vandalese finds Smith. Smith, long headman pass to Reese Hunt. Went off of Hunt's stick and right onto the stick of Nina Jobe-Smith, who sent it right back into Beaver territory as the time expired here in our first period. A 3-0 lead for the Bulldogs here after one period of play. Beaver's first power play opportunity of the night looked great. If they could just do that again. 5-on-5. Our Pepsi first intermission brought to you by Pepsi Night Bottling of Bemidji. We await Ella Anik of the Beavers. Of course, she also had a very successful high school career in this area. Hoping she is getting set up down at the tunnel. It is a bit loud in this building, so we'll give her some time to get everything figured out down there. And I believe Ella is with me. Ella, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Awesome. First of all, you grew up in the area. I know I mentioned or talked to Alyssa Watkins, your former teammate from Proctor Hermantown. You guys had a great run to the state tournament and such. How fun is it to be back here in Duluth and play at your home rink?
It's really fun, especially since I got injured right before. So really bummed that I missed that last year, but I'm really excited to be able to play it this year.
You guys come out, you know this team is going to be tough, ranked number 6 in the country. They're coming off of a big sweep over Wisconsin. What was kind of the mindset coming into this weekend?
We just need to play our game and just work, get pucks deep.
Your power play, the first one looked really, really good. What was clicking for you guys?
I think we just had a little more chemistry running with each power play and more confidence, because we stress about trying to score on the power play, but now we're just focusing on having fun out there.